So, you know, he tried to explain to us, but his English or his communication skills sometimes were not the best. So it was difficult for him to communicate with us. And he went to see his doctor, and, you know, the doctor must have said that he had some form of depression. And again, you know, I honestly feel he would have found it difficult to express himself and to, you know, to say what was on his mind, to get that message across. I mean, if he, to be honest, even if he had said it in Punjabi, it might have been difficult enough.
I mean, was he a very proud man? Did he, you know, when it came to it, did he want to seek help, or did he feel that he could sort this out himself?
He was a proud man. In life, he would always do things off his own back. If people needed help, he would make sure, you know, that he would be there for them. I think with the passing of his brother, he was in India at the time, and my father must have felt that, you know, the one person he could have saved or should have tried to save his own brother's life, he couldn't because he wasn't there that day that his own brother took his life. And that was it. It's like his mantra in life to help people was just blown apart, and he thought, what's the point anymore? If I couldn't even help my own brother, then what's the point in helping anyone else? And, you know, it's things like that that have been flickering through my mind for the last 5 years, thinking, why would he do it? You know, what made him, what drove him to it? And you know, it's got me down on numerous occasions.
Yeah, I mean, is that a concern of yours, Cal, that, you know, sort of this is almost a vicious circle, that, you know, because of what happened to your dad, then clearly it's affected you, and, you know, you and your family don't want to go through what he's gone through, despite the fact, obviously, you're going to feel the way that you do now as you're expressing about your dad's departure?
Well, when my dad took his life, I'd just become a trainee teacher, so it was a difficult enough period in my life anyway, and then obviously he passed away, and then I've been teaching for the last 5 or 6 years, and, you know, to constantly have my dad's memory in the back of my head constantly, every day, every second, you know, really puts difficulties, it really did put difficulties on me in my life. It stressed me out a lot, thinking. So, you know, it really has not done me any good, and it has caused me, you know, problems in my own life, but I've tried my best to get over them, and, you know, I'll never go down the same route that my father did in terms of what he did, but, you know, you need the support. I mean, I've been trying to write about it for the last 4 or 5 years, just, you know, when it happened, I just wanted to put some thoughts down on paper, and I'm still doing it now. I'm hoping to write something and put it out just to allow others to read what I've gone through and how, what my, like the question you asked him before, what was my dad like before this?